a little girl was drawing very intently, using all of her crayons and all of her might. Her teacher was intrigued by her focus, and she came over to her, and she asked the little girl, "What are you drawing?" The girl answered, "I'm drawing a picture of God." Teacher was somewhat taken aback, and she said, "But nobody knows what God looks like." And the little girl said, "They will when I'm finished." Our theology teaches us that God lives through us. So in a way, we are each one of us a work of art in progress. We are drawing God in how we live our lives. God has given us many tools for this work of art, including what we call words of power. Jesus said to his disciples, "All authority in heaven and the earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the name of the Son, the name of the Holy Spirit." Words of power. Words that Emanuel Swedenborg attached supreme importance to describing and understanding, as did many, many theologians. So many throughout so many centuries have sought to describe the mystery of God. All have been misunderstood. No description is adequate. No word given can capture the meaning and the essence, though every one of us continues to try. I can relate to Frederick Buechner's description of the Trinity. He says the Trinity is the mystery beyond the mystery within and the mystery among. Of course, as you can guess, best of all, I can relate to the description of the Trinity from Emanuel Swedenborg. He also writes voluminously on it. I will just give a short synopsis. First, God is one. There is one source of all power and all energy, and this source is love. This love is infinite and eternal and can manifest in an infinite number of ways. And so we have the world religions, each in their own way, seeking to describe and understand and help us to live the divine truth of God. This oneness shines forth all the colors of the rainbow, and yet remains one light. Then Swedenborg goes on to describe three aspects of this one love. first aspect, God the Father, is love eternal. In terms of our own being, this corresponds to our own soul, which is eternal. This love, eternal, always present, always warm, always glowing, and yet we ourselves can forget what love feels like, what it sounds like, what the word even means, and yet the love remains. Second aspect of the Trinity, God the Son, this is love incarnate, love manifest, love made visible. This visible love we call truth. And in terms of our individual selves, this love incarnate manifests to our physical body, this being through which God gives us the ability to feel love, and through which God gives us the ability, as we listen and come to learn and know ourselves and our bodies, to know truth and to embody truth. Then we have the Holy Spirit. This is divine energy, divine power, the divine activity. It is a power and an energy that can free us from all that enslaves us, from our fears, from our despairs, from our confusions. In terms of our individual selves, this is our activity, especially when we are aligned with the power of love. This is also the aspect of God that is among us. For the very energy and power that is in me does not stay in one spot, but travels to you, to you, to you, among all of us. James Forbes, the senior minister at Riverside Church in New York City, says that there is a God gap in our nation. That there is a gap between our experience of God, our experience of the sacred, and ordinary living of our daily lives. He said that there is this fundamental, let me get his words. All of us in this culture have trouble sensing what is fundamentally sacred. All of us have trouble sensing what is fundamentally sacred. That's back to the understanding that the Trinity in all aspects of God cannot be described. They can only be experienced. And the Holy Spirit enables us to bridge the gap between the sacred and the mundane. Like a spark plug, I guess. The energy can travel and come on. I read an excerpt from a story that spoke to me this day, the Holy Spirit. It's by Calvin Trillin. And the book was called About Alice. It was written about his wife, Alice, who died. I just read an excerpt in Christian Century. And it described how, Trillin described, how his wife, Alice, was helping out as a counselor at a camp for the terminally ill. And there she befriended the young girl who she just calls Elle. And Elle was, let me use Trillin's words. Elle was a magical child who was severely disabled. Elle was courageous and optimistic. And one day when Elle was absorbed in the game Duck, Duck, Goose, Alice spotted a letter that Elle had received from her parents. And Alice felt drawn to that letter. And she couldn't help but read the first few lines. This is what she read. If God had given us all the children in the world to choose from, L, we would only have chosen you. Alice passed the letter to counselor that was with her, quietly said, read this. It's the secret of life. The Holy Spirit enables us to choose to cherish this moment in time, no matter how difficult. The Holy Spirit helps us to cherish this moment and every moment, no matter how difficult, and helps us to draw in God to this and every moment, no matter how difficult. The Holy Spirit enables us, each and all of us, to say, I choose this moment to be fully alive and present with you. I choose to cherish this moment with you. It is this power that enabled Jesus' disciples, weak broken, doubting, confused. To awaken and transform to people that walked a new path, bold and confident, as difficult as that path became. They walked bold and confident and filled with joy. And so God invites each and every one of us to cherish every moment we find ourselves in and to seek to draw God's love into that moment, into this moment. Let us pray. Dearest God, you have given us such a challenge to live these lives on this earth. And you have also given us everything we need to live these lives with grace, courage, wisdom, compassion, and truth. Dear God, help us to draw a picture of you using all our crayons. And knowing that each one of us draws well. Amen.